يعني ضعف خاسم بايز before we learn Tosfos, let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Amar Ule, Amar Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemes Lachigigotai. A person was Mafrish, the Yontav Rishon, he was Mafrish 10 Behemes for his Chagige. Hikriv Chomesh B'Yontav Rishon, Chayzer Makriv Chomesh B'Yontav Sheni. Let us learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That if it was Makriv, Chomei, all 10 Achagigas. And all 10, he was Mafrish, they should be Achagige for Yom Rishon. All these 10 will be his Kovm Chagige. Is Ikriv Chomesh B'Yontav Rishon, Chayzer Makriv Chomesh B'Yontav Sheni. So Rashi learns that one is not permitted to bring a chagiga yontav sheni, but this is the chagiga of yontav rishon, and he can bring it the other days because sheni is tashlumi the rishon. That's the case. If rishas the behemis lachigigos, hikriv chomish beyontav rishon, is chayzer umakriv chomish beyontav sheni. That means, and the second five are Tashlumim Derishim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kivin Sheposak. Rabbi Yochanan holds, since he was not Makriv, all the Chagigas Yontav Rishon, so that means he only wanted to be Mafrish 5 for Yontav Rishon, and the other 5 will be Makriv Yontav Sheni. So Mameli wants to bring a chagige for Yontav Sheni. So that's Baal Tosef. That is the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Omar Rav Abba, V'loi Pligi. There's no Machlekes. Kan B'Stam. If a person was Mafrish Stam, that is Mafrish, he doesn't say for which day he wants to be, he's Mafrish 10 chagiges. He doesn't say that he wants all the chagigas to be for the first day, just as Mafrish 10. And then he was Meshaya 5 for the next day. So it seems from his actions that he wants to bring 5 chagigas the first day, 5 chagigas the second day. So that's Baal Tosef. Can't be Meforish. But if he's Meforish, that I want to be Makriv, all these 10 for the first, all these 10 should be my Chagiga for the first day. So if he's not Makriv them, so Pshat is, so he's not Makriv them all the first day, so he can be Makriv them the other days, Al Tashlumim Derishin. Kan Bistam, Kan Bimeforish. So now the Gemara asks, Hai Stam, Hai Chidomi. You say if he didn't specify that they should be for the first day, I assume he wanted to bring 5 chagigas for the first day, 5 chagigas for the second day, and he says, that's the spore of Rabbi Yochanan. Hechidomi, ilayma deleke shehus bayayim, if there was not enough time the first day yontif to be makrib all 10, Likarib, so let him be makrib it the second day. Elam with the lekashus b'yom likarib, hay de leakrivino the lekashus b'yom. He wasn't makrib it because there wasn't time to be makrib it. So why should I say that he had an intent to be makrib a chagiga the second day? He wanted to makrib everything the first day, but he was unable to do it. Belo de les leoichlim. If the reason was he was not makriv all 10 the first day, is because he did not have enough people to eat the kolben, hay delei akrivinu, deles leoichlin. So mamela, so why should I say, even though he didn't specify, that he's being mafrish them al sachagiga shem rishon, why should I assume differently? From his actions, that what he was not makriv all 10 chagigas does not mean that he wanted to be makriv 5 chagigas the first day, 5 the second day. He wanted to be makriv all 10 the first day. but le'olsa b'yaday. So the Gemara answers, le'tzicha d'ikishus b'yayin, be'is le'oichlem. He was mafrish tam, and there was time to be makriv all ten, and there were people to eat all ten, and midi bekamo loyakrevinu, and since this first day was a makrib them, so now actions speak louder than words. So what is pshat in this? You made all ten achagige, and you left over five. So al kochoch pshat is that you wanted to bring one chagige the first day, five behemoths for the chagige shem rishin, and five behemoths for the chagige shem shen. She wanted to bring chagigas on both days, so that's bal taisev. You're only permitted to bring a chagiga one day. Shmamino shiyuri sharina. So that's pshat in the stam. V'hochi nami mistavre that is no machloikis, that Rabbi Yochanan is moide b'meforish, that you could be makriv them the second day. Chiyosarov and Rabbi Yochanan. Ifrish esa behemis lachagigosoi, ikriv chomish beyontev rishin, chayza makriv chomish beyontev sheini. Is kashin adodi, so it's astirin rab yechenin, elalav shmamino, kam bestam, kam bemeforish shmamino. Rab yechenin by stam holds, he's not permitted to be makriv the other five the second day, and he's over about toisiv, and by meforish, he said, klo, I'm makriv them, I'm meforish, I'm makdish them all for chagigas yom rishon, so then he's permitted to be makriv them the second day out tashlumim derishon. Itmer nami, Omar Rav Shimon bar Abi, ma bar Abi Omar Rav Yechanin, lo yishonu elo sheloi goma. If he wasn't goyma the korbonis the first day, avo goma chayzer makriv. So my gomar, ilayma gomar kabonois of my makriv. If he was goyma the kabonis, so what is there to be makriv the second day? Elosh loy gomar hayoyim. Abo gomar hayoyim chayzer makriv. That if it was gomar hayoyim, and he did not have, less loy shus bayoyim, he did not have a chance to be makriv all ten kabonis, so even though it was stome, I don't say that he had intentions to make a chagiga for Yom Rishon, a chagiga for Yom Sheni, and Baal Tosef. I say he had intentions to be makriv all ten for chagiga Yom Rishon, and that what he was a makriv is because le also biyodei is goma hayoyim. So therefore, he's permitted to be makriv them the other days of tashlumi derishon. That is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos now. Chayzer u'makriv chomesh b'yomtev sheni. Perish Rashi ve'eini oiver mishum bal toisev. Rachmona Omar, he's not oiver. This is l'chayre, this is the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan himself said chayzer u'makriv chomesh b'yontav sheni, permitted to be makrib the other five b'yontav sheni. Perish Rashi b'ein oivim mishum bal toisev. V'rachmon nama v'chagoysim oisoi chag chad yoime v'hu choygeg shnei yomim. V'havolei tashlumim derishin. Since he was meforish, he said, klor, I want a mafresh all these ten for chagiges yoim rishin. So the five, which he wasn't makrib the first day, are tashlumim derishin. They all should have been nikrav the first day, and then he's makrib it now the second day. Avol bistam also kedem meforish va'ozo. B'loy shayich lakshuyei kiven b'loy avi chazi berishim. Since it was not possible to be makrib berishin, Heich avichazi b'sheini oil b'shamini leil Rabbi Yochanan b'samuch tashlumim derishin. Now, I think Tosfos is not asking an argemore. An argemore, I don't understand the kasha. Argemore is speaking about, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he was meforish. he said that he's mafresh all these 10 behemoths lachagiges yom rishon, and there was chazi to be makriv. By meforish it's speaking about that it was chazi to be makriv. They were oichlim, va'afal pikein, he wasn't makriv them. Va'afal pikein, I say that he's permitted to be makriv them the other day, because he said klor, he's mafrish this for hagigish yom rishon. Why wasn't he makriv it yom rishon? Akash anamayse. But al koponim, if he was meforish, all these 10 should be hagigish yom rishon, so Memela, they have a din of Chagigas Yom Rishin, and if he, whatever he was in Makrib Yom Rishin, is Makrib Yom Sheni al Tashlumim of Chagigas Yom Rishin. So, Tuchayra Taisvus Kasha doesn't begin. Taisvus asks, how could you be Makrib Yom Sheni? It wasn't Chazi Berishin. There's no din Tashlumim if it wasn't Chazi Berishin. Here it was Chazi Berishin. Even though it's not klor and Taisus is asking from the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it was gomar hayoim, if he was magdish all 10 yom rishin, and he was unable to be makriv all of them, so he's makriv the next 5, the second day, al tashlumi derishin. So here Taisus is asking a kasha, l'chayre Rabbi Yochanan holds, that the Hodin Tashlumim is, that's what we'll have later on Daftas, the Hodin Tashlumim is, if the person was Chozi B'Yoyim Rishin, so then, if he wasn't Makrib the Chagigi Yom Rishin, he's Makrib at Yom Sheni. And who Adin Taishvus understood, if the Kolbin was Chozi to be Nikrab Yom Rishin, and it wasn't Nikrab Yom Rishin, so this Adin Tashlumim could be Makrib at Yom Sheni. But if it is speaking about, according to the Maskonas HaGemore, that a case of Stam, when he didn't say he's making it for Chagiga Shem Rishin, and he was unable to be makriv all, he was mafresh all of them, that they all they should be, made them all a Chagiga, and then he was unable to be makriv all 10 Yom Rishin. So how could they, so the 5 korbonis which were not nikrav were not, there wasn't chazi to be nikrav yom rishin because there wasn't enough time. So memele, how could there be a tashlumim on their hakrove because bishas when he was mafresh them, they were like chazi to be nikrav yom rishin. I think that is pshat in Taisus kasha, even though it's not clear in the Taisus. I think that's what Taisus means to ask. So Taisus is asking, "Lei shayach lakshuye, kiven lei havi chazi berishin." In the last case of the Gemara, when it was gomar hayoyim, the lei havi chazi berishin, these korbanos were not chazi to be nikrav yom rishon. Heich havi chazi b'sheini. So how could there be a din tashlumim b'sheini? Hoyel v'shamin leil Rabbi Yochanan b'samoch. Tashlumim derishin the tashlumim derishin. Rabbi Yochanan says that if he was a chiger yom rishin, so there's no din tashlumim. So because he wasn't chozi yom rishin, so over here, how could there be a din tashlumim? How could there be a din tashlumim? The korban was not chozi to be nikrav yom rishin. So Taisvus answers, "Aver chazi berishin kirine bay." This is called the korban was chazi. Hoyel veike sham harbe kehanim sheekrivu oisam bebasachas. Theoretically, if a person was magdish 10 chagigis, theoretically they could have all been nikrav today. There's a lot of kehanim; it could be nikrav. Lamaisi was a shtikel batlan. There was other people there. That doesn't make it like chazi. Be'etzem, there are enough kahanim that can be makiv all the kabonis b'yem rishin. So memela, that's called chazi berishin. A kaponim, that is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. So, 2 nekudis, according to Rashi. Nekudah number 1, the reason why we are not makriv yom sheni according to Rabbi Yochanan is, because speaking about that it was stam, And we assume, and he had time to be makrib at Yom Rishon, he wasn't makrib at Yom Rishon, so we assume he wanted to make a chagigas Yom Sheni. He wanted to make a chagigah for Yom Sheni, so that's baltais. If you can't have chagigas for 2 days, that is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Umiyu, Rabbi Nechanan lo pirish b'inyanacha. Rabbi Nechanan lo learned a different pshat in the Gemara. V'zeu l'shoine, Omar Rish Lokish, Hifrish asore behemes l'chagigosoy. He was mafrish asore behemes, Hikriv chamishe b'yontev rishin, Makriv chamishe b'yontev achin. So the chiddush is not that he's permitted to be makabit the second day and there's no bal taisiv. The chiddush is that it has a shem chagige and it's teiche yontev. Makriv chamishe b'yontev achin. Va'av al gav the ein makrivim nedorim unedoves b'yontev. Even though you're not makrivim nedorim unedoves b'yontev, Hoyl vahalolu tchilas hafroshosom lachagiga hoysa. Since when he was mafresh all 10, he was mafresh all 10 that they should be a chagiga, muta lachrivam beyontiv. So mameli, you're allowed to be makriv all of them beyontiv. There was a hafroshe that all 10, and we'll see it speaking about meforish, and we'll explain meforish soon. He was magdish all 10, that all 10 should be a chagige. And we'll see, and he said, Klor, even though they'll be left over, I won't be makrib today, but I want them all to be a chagige. So if he wants them all to be a chagige, so memela, they all became a chagige. And therefore, he can be makrib them yontif. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kivin sheposak, since he stopped being makriv, he was makriv 5 and then he stopped. Shuv einay choyzer umakriv. So he can't be makriv the rest on yontif because the rest do not have a din of a chagig. Umevi omar avabe v'loy pligi. Kan bestam, kan b'meforish. Hod Rabbi Yochanan kigoin shehif rishom stam. Behikriv. That means he was mafrish stam. My shvogah wanted to tell him that mafrish stam means that he said all these should be for my chagigis, which means that how much I'll need for my chagigis, this should be for my chagigis. Shifrishon stam, behikriv. V'yesh loy shuhus bayoim lishchei tashar. And there was time the first day Yontev to be to shech the other 5. V'gam yesh loy oichlim, v'loy shochton, and he didn't shecht it. Is shiurei sharinu. So pshat is he was mafrish 10. This should be for my chagigis. That means whatever I'll need, whatever I'll decide, should be for my chagigis. It should be from these 10 behemoths. And then, in the middle of the day, he decided he won't shecht anymore. So pshat is that, so it comes out from his shiur, we see that, that only 5 of these 10 were a chagige. The other 5 will become the dorm and the dovis. V'nasik in the dorm and the dovis, shaloi machmas yontif, she'en krevet. Ud Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish that says that he's permitted to be makir of the other 5 yontif, kigoin shepirish, she'elu anishorim yakrivam biyontif achen. I think it is speaking about that when he was mafrish them in the beginning, he said that whatever will be left over, even I'll leave over some, don't jump to conclusions. I'm leaving them over. I want all should be chagigis. And whatever I'll leave over, not be makriv today, so I'll be able to be makriv yom tov ach. Is kegoin zeh muta. So this is muta. אחינמי מסתברה, דחיוס הרובן, אומר רבי יוחנן, הפריש עשור בהימס לחגיגו עשוי, הקריב חמישה חייסר מקווי, שרבי יוחנן also held that by מפורש קושע דודי, אלא לב, או בסתם, או במפורש, התמנמי, אומר רב שמעון בר אבא, אומר רבי יוחנן, לא ישונו, דכיוון שפוסק, שוב עיני מקריב, אלו שלא יגומה היום, דמרינים שיורי שרינות, ונעשו נדורים מנדובס, וביקיים נדורים מנדובס. אבל גומה היום, חייזר ומקריב, כך פירש רבינו חננו. בקיצר, רבינו חננו, said that there's no problem בחל about תויסף, that's one יסויד. The whole shackle of Italia of the sugya is from the shiur, that what he left over, does that mean that he decided that the rest won't be chagigis? So what was pshat in the first hafroshe? So l'chayre, the first hafroshe, l'chayre pshat was that is mafrish all ten l'tzayre chagige, if he'll use all ten. If he won't use all ten, whatever he won't need will be nedarim and nedovitz. And beforish is, he said, Klo, whatever I'll leave over, I also have intentions that should remain chagigas. Why am I not makriv it today? Akashaf amaisa. But I have intentions that should be a chagiga, and therefore, he's permitted to be makriv it yom tevach. V'ray le'dvorov mashma b'Yerushalmi d'mechilti. So Tosfos says from the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the machlokes is, are you permitted to be makriv the other five on Yontif? That's the shakel v'tayit. It's not are you permitted to be makriv it, the way Rashi says. Ashlan is speaking about Chalamoid, it is here about Tosfos and not about Tosfos. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, the shaila is, are you permitted to be makir of the other five Yom Tov Shein? V'ray le'dvoro mashma b'Yerushalmi de Mechilta. Hoyu lefonov, let us see the Bach, hoyu lefonov Esa Behemis. V'hikrev chomish b'Yom Tov Harishin. Hamoiso ma'u sheyitche le'Yom Tov. Ha'achay. Basis, the Yerushalmi says klo, yeten Behemis, was makriv five, are you permitted to be makriv the other five yontavach? Rabbi Krispe Oymar Ispalgun, so we see klo from the Yerushalmi that this is a shaila, are you permitted to be makriv in yontav the other five? That's the shaila. Rabbi Krispe Oymar Ispalgun, Rabbi Yochanan Veresh Lokish. Chad Oymar Doiche, one of them holds that it's Toiche Yontif, and here's a Shem Chagige, and you're allowed to be Makr of the other five Yontif Achen. V'chadomar, eini Toiche. That's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But the Rishami says, V'lo Yodin, lo Yodinon, man omar do, u'man omar do. But one thing, I don't know who holds it is Toiche Yontif, and who holds it's not Toiche Yontif. Omer Rabbi Zeire neforish milayin derabonon min milayin. We'll figure out who holds what over here from what they said in the different machloikas. Rabbi Yochanan du Omer Teufel Mois Lemois. According to Rabbi Yochanan holds by the inyan of Tfeile, so the Tfeile is Mois Lemois. So that means, if a person, let's speak about 10 behemoths. A person is teufel by 10 behemoths. So that means that he has mois chulin, and mois maisa sheini, and he says, from this mois, the 10 behemoths will be purchased from the staruvis of mois chulin and mois maisa sheini. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, du Omar Doiche. So then he holds
that all ten behemoths will be doiche yontif. Reish Lakish, du omar odom teufel behemoth le behemoth. Here, Reish Lakish says that there's no, ve'ein odom teufel bois le mois. Du omar einoi doiche. Let me explain a little bit what the Dimyon is. The Meiri says as follows. Lamadnu shebebehemis shel tfeila hadvorim amurim. That means the Yerushalmi is different. It's different in a few ways. Number one, it's different here. Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan said you can be makabed an yontev. Reish Lakish said you can't be makabed an yontev. The opposite from our sugya. This is just bringing the Yerushalmi to show that the machlokes is a machlokes. He permitted to be makabed in yontev. So, but what is pshat in what the Yerushalmi is medame, this machlokes to the machlokes, how one is toifel, mois meiser sheini with mois chulin. So the Miri says as follows, lomadnu shebebehemish shel tfeila hadvorim amurim. These ten behemis are speaking about that they were not all purchased with mois chulin. No, it's speaking about behemish shel tfeila. She'im tofal mois lemois. If all these ten behemoths were purchased because of a taruvis of mois meiser sheni with mois chulin, and that means that in each behemoth there's a taruvis of mois chulin, doiche kechagiga atzma. So then all ten behemoths are doiche yontev like a chagiga. By shereyesh b'chol behema tzad chulin, in each behema there is a tzad chulin. That means there's mois chulin in each behema. Shehu iker chagige. So that means all ten behemas were purchased with mois chulin, or a chelik of all ten behemas were purchased with mois chulin. So all ten behemis have a din chagige. So memele, so if he wasn't makrev all the first day, he could be makrev them yontev achen, because all of them have a din chagige. Ha'im, that is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'im tofal behema le behema. But according to Reish Lakish, there's no din tfeile b'mois, it's only behema le behema, einoi doiche. Then one can, so it comes out like this, that the other behemoths, which was not makrib the first day, were maisa sheni the behemoths. There was no mois chulin at all. That was the tfeile. The first behemoths were purchased from mois chulin, and the other behemoths were purchased with mois maisa sheni. Ha'im tofo behema le behema, einoi doiche. Shere yeshom behema, she'ein bo iker chagige klal. That means the behemas which were left over, so those behemas were not purchased from mois chulin. Ubiyont tevorishin hu shemakriven oisom ibnei shechal aleim shem chagige. So that means if it would be makriv all of them yont tevorishin, so we say all of them get a shem chagige. Avol me'ache sheshayram, but since he was mishayer, he was mishayer the five of the behemis, so the shiur was on a behemah that was bechlal not purchased with mois chulin, was only purchased with mois meiser sheni. So I say, through the shiur, I say that since it wasn't nikrav together with the behemis which were mois chulin, so it doesn't have a shem chagigi, and therefore you cannot be makrivit yontiv ache. Now the Yerushalmi says further, Omar Rav Shimon bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo'oilom hu moisif v'oilech v'doiche yontiv. That means he can make a lot of shalme chagige. Everything can have a din of a chagige. Ad sheyoymar ein bedate lo'oisif. Aber Koponim an Egeelonu Maschmed Linien Dechi Yisjontev Mayri de Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish is speaking about Dechi Yisjontev. Let us start the next Mishnah. Mi Shaloi Chag B'yontev Orishin Shal Chag. A person is a mitzvah to bring Shalmei Chagige the first day Yontev. What if he did not bring Shalmei Chagige the first day Yontev? Choygeg eskol horegel, he can bring Shalmei Chagige the whole regel. The Yontev ha'achen shel chag, and by Sukkis he can bring the Chagige, that he can bring a tashlumim, Yontev ha'achen shel chag shmini atzeres. Even though legabi other halachas, the din shmini atzeres is a chag bifnei atzmoi. Afal Pikain in Shmini Atzeres, he can still be mashlim the Kolbin Chagige, which should have been brought the first day. He still has a chance to be mashlim it Yontev Achen Shalchak. Ovar Horegel Veloichak. What is if the whole Yontev passed by and he did not bring a Kolbin Chagige? Eine chayev b'chiyusoy is not chayev b'chayes, b'alze nemar mu'uvis lo yuchal liskoin b'chesorin lo yuchal lehimonis. So Poshet, the Mishnah is speaking about, a person had a mitzvah, and nifapas the mitzvah, and so that the Gemara brings a posik, the Mishnah brings a posik in Kehelas, Muvus lo yuchaliska in vechesorin lo yuchalimonis. Now the Shaila is, this would apply by all mitzvahs. They didn't eat matzah, leil pesach, finish. So it's fafalon. Well, any mitzvah he fapassed. Why did the Mishnah said, the Mishnah brings up a certain case of, there's a mitzvah to bring a chagige, Sadin Tashlumim, and if I passed it, and Alzen Nem Amuvis La Yucholiskeim V'Chason La Yucholimonis. This Kasha the Turi Eben asks, and the Turi Eben answers as follows, that Be'emesin, our Mishnah, is speaking about such a case. The Mishnah is speaking about, he was Mafrish HaChagige. He had a Chagige. He should have been Makrivit Yontav Rishin. He was a Makrivit Yontav Rishin. So he had time to be mashlemit, he had to Shmini Atzeres, including Shmini Atzeres. He also didn't do it. And now, so it's after Shmini Atzeres. So the mitzvah of Chagige, he lost already. That's Mu'uvis Lo Yuchal Liskoin. That's, so he lost it. He had an opportunity to be Makiv the Chagige, but now it's Mu'uvis Lo Yuchal, he can't be Mesakin that anymore. But Lemaise, the halacha is, this kolben that he was mafresh, the din is he has to be makrevet. He can't be mekayim the mitzvah's chagige, but since he was mafresh it for a chagige, there's a din bal ta'acha, he has to be makrevet in shalosh regolim, he shouldn't be able bal ta'acha. Now what happened that this behemah died? And that's what the Mishnah says, ein echai b'chiyusan. So two things happened. That means he lost. He was mevatel mitzvahs chagiga. That's mu'uvis lo yuchal iskein. And that the behemah died. That's a makrov of the behemah is bechisorin lo yuchal imonis. So now, so the tan of the Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Chagige is unique, that there's two chalokim to it. There's a chelek hakrove of to be mekayim mitzvahs Chagige, and afilu you lost that on that, there's still al kaponim a mitzvah to be makrib the korban you are mafrish. And if you lost that also, so that's these two chalokim in the Mishnah. Mu'uvis la yuchal iskain v'chesorim la yuchal imams. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Oimer, Eizehu Mu'uvis She'eine Yochel Lehisokin. He wants to say another pshat in the posik Mu'uvis She'eine Yochel Lehisokin. Zahabo al ha'erve v'hoilid mimeno mamza. That a person was born al ha'erve and he had a child a mamza. Im taimer begoinev v'goizo. If you'll say that It's speaking about goyne v'goyzel, yochel hu la'achziroi v'yisaken. That a person can be misaken. That's a mu'uvish sheyochel yisaken. It can be magza the gneve. So al kochoch, the posuk is speaking about that a bola elve v'hoilad mimeno mamza. Now let us see Rashi. Misha loichot, shloi hevi chagigosoi biyoim orishen sholchak. So it can be mashlamit the whole, so chagig is called a regal, biyoim tovachim sholchak, chagig, shmini atzeres. Av al gav the regal bifnei atzmaihu, still have it ashlumim lerishen, it can still be mashlam the chiev chagige from yom tov rishen. Vahoylid mamzer, shehevi psulin bi Yisrael. He brought psulin bi Yisrael, v'yehei zichroin avoynoi, la avoynoi. This will be a zikorin for the oven. Lefikach ein avoynoisov nimchokim b'tshuve. So therefore the oven is not nimchok b'tshuve, that's muvis la yuchaliskei. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Now we'll come back to this Rashi. Ze habo al ha'elve. So Taisvis says, the tvei boishtoi niker. That means the busha of the avere is still niker. Shehamamzer nire lo'ilam. So I saw in Yalkut Yeshaya says that Taisvis was chaylik on Rashi. Rashi is chayra speaking about the klapish maya de kedin, the ilam haba de kedin, if the tshuva helps, and Rashi says, ein avay noisov nimchokim b'tshuva. And Taisvis, that's mu'uvis la yucholiske, that tshuva doesn't help. He wants to say Taisvis help, there's no such thing. Tshuva always helps. That what it says, mu'uvis lo yuchal iskin is l'gabi the busha ba'ilam hazeh. That means the tshuva took care of it. L'gabi shemayim, the tshuva can help. But al koponim, the busha from the avere, it can't get rid of. Kozman, the mamzer is alive because the mamzer is a living, poil yoytze from the avere. The tvei boishtoi niker shamamzer nire lo'ilam. That's what the Yalkut Yeshaya wants to say, Pshat and Taisvis. But, I really don't understand, because the Gemara in Yevomis, Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara it says as follows, that if a mamzer is born from a Boala Elve, so the Gemara says that this mamzer is Chayev Al Kilolosai. That he's not permitted to be mekalel his father. Frag the Gemara, why can't he be mekalel his father? It says, Nasi ba'amcha loisoyer, ba'oisa ma'isa amcha. The whole isa klola is, if he's a elachiyit, if he's a rosha, there's no isa klola. So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about she'osa tshuva. He did tshuva already. So the Gemara says, vahai, Bar tshuve, a person who had a mamzer, he can do tshuve, and the Gemara brings down the memre of Rab Shimon ben Menashe, eize mu'uve sheini yochel isakin, that if I can't, you can't do tshuve. So we're back to the kasha. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but an oise mais amche he is. That means that's true, you can't do tshuve. But there's an Issa Klola because since it was Mescharet, it's called an Issa Maisa Amcha. So we see from the Gemara that the way Rashi says the same thing over there also. The Gemara says, Vahai Bar Tshuva, how can he do Tshuva? Kozman, the Mamzer is alive. I mean, it would seem from what Rashi is saying, could be the Mesilas Yeshorim says that the Chiddush of Tshuva is that Akiris HaRotzein ke Akiris HaMaisa. that even though a person did a maisa aveira, but now that he's mischaret on what he had done, so the chiddush of tshuva is that akiras harotzen is kakiras amaisa. We consider like the maisa was not done. So this chiddush of tshuva is only shayach if it's only a maisa boided without a poil yoitze existent from the maisa. So then there's a chiddush of tshuva that we reckon the keilu the maisa was not done. The way Rashi says the oven is nimchak. But if the chiddush of tshuva that we should reckon like it's nimchak, like it's commander lesser, if the poil yoitzi of the aveira is still kayim, so we cannot consider keilu the maisa wasn't done. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Yevamos for hay bar tshuva, and that's what Rashi says over here. Ein avoy noisav nimchakim b'tshuva. There's a din of mechikas ha'oven. It's command the lesser, like the oven is command the lesser. This cannot be accomplished if the peiris of the aveira are still kayim. That's l'chayre what seemed for the Gemara like Rashi. Ein avoisav nimchakim b'tshuva. I mean, the way the Alkid Yishai says Taisus did not want to say like that. I don't know how the Gemara is, but hay bar tshuva. Avo, let's finish Taisus. Avo shara veres reitzech v'gazlon ein eidov lefona. Taisus says the whole problem is b'olam hazeh, not a himmel geschäft. Neulam hazeh, here it's b'oishteinike, but by other veres it's not b'oishteinike. By Ritziche, it's not Boishteinike because the Nirzach is not in front of us. The Gazlan is a problem. Gazlan is Tamazayin. You could be Misakin, like the Mishnah says, Yochalach Ziroi. So this Kasha, the Mashoyev, wants to say it's speaking about the Goizel Asarabim, that he can't, he doesn't know who to return it to. Aval Koponim, Aber Ein Eidav Lefonov. Al kaponim, the busha is not kayim, ein eidav lefonim. Let us go to the next Rashi. Rashi says, yochel laharzer, tmei gneivosoi ugzeilosoi lebaila. He says, Rab Shimon ben Menasseh said that by gona v'goizel, it could be marzeret. So I had a shtickle diik. The Mishnah says, "Begoinev begoizel yochel hu lahachziroi." He can return it. Rashi says, "Yochel lahachzir demei gneivosoi ugzeilosei lebailam." Rashi says he could return the money. The Mishnah seems he could return the etzem chayfetz. Is a machlokes harishonim. If a person steals something and he pays back with money, is this called a lava nitik lasei or a lava nitik l'tashlumim? That's me the Rambam shita is that the lava nitik lasei is only if you return the chayvitz ve'ishavas agzela asher gozel. That's called a lava nitik lasei. This is a lava nitik l'tashlumim. You're paying for it. There's no malchus, but it's not called a lava nitik lasei. Rashi seems to tell us over here that Yochel laharzir d'mei gneivosa yugzeilosa labayim. Rashi comes to tell us a lav davke. Mali hein mali d'meim. So memele, so with the domim, you could also be mekayim v'heishivas yugzeila. Yochel laharzir d'mei gneivosa yugzeilosa labayim. V'yisakein v'yehei misukin min hachet. I think Rashi is also saying a chiddush over here. Be'e misukin minachet. There's a machloikis. Chasam Sofer in Ezeil Nesher says pshat in Rashi. The Chasam Sofer says by alav anitik le'esei. So the Chasam Sofer says he's medayik from Rashi in Ezeil Nesher. ha'esei minatik halav legamri, v'loi nishar boi roishem aveiro klal. Alav anitik le'esei, when one is mekayim the esei, so the loi nishar, it's a tikkun on the whole aveiro, loi nishar boi roishem aveiro klal. The Shagasaya says in the tshuva, he says alav anitik le'esei is only potter for malchus, just like alav shein by maise is potter for malchus. Alav anitik le'esei is also potter for malchus, but not pshat is that it's no aveira legamri. It's an aveira that you're not loika on it. Al kapodim, I think here Rashi is going l'shitosoi, v'yisakin, v'yemisukin minachet. That means, by being marzer, the gneiva, the gzeila, he's in ganzer misukin, the way that some say, it says, in zeh neshech, loinisha boi roishem aveira klal. So there, by gneiva, gzeila, even though you marzer the domim, Rashi seems to be saying, There you can't say mu'uvis lo yuchal iskoin, because you can't be misaken it. To the shavas adomim, this loinisha by roishim aveira klal. Rab Shimon ben Yochoyoyma en kairin mu'uvis alomisha hoyo misukin betchilo v'nis aves. It seems Rab Shimon Yochoy is saying mu'uvis lo yuchal iskoin is going not on a pule, no, on a person who was mitchile, he was a mesukin, and now he became a mu'uvis. That's speaking about a Talmud Chochem, a perish min atayre. Mu'uvis, he became a mekulko. Let us see further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Menohani mili, we hear in the Mishneh, what does Rashi say, diyonte v'achin shel chaga sukis, Tashlumim lekarbonis achag liyechidim. That means, by the karbonis tzibur, there's a klal of over yoyme bottle karbonai. But al karbonim, by the karbonis ayechidim, the chiv al tshalmi chagiga, al tzoylis riye, one can still be mashlim yontivacha. So the Gemara asks, menohani mili. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel Nemar Atzeres Bishvi Shal Pesach V'nemar Atzeres Bishmini Shal Chag. We make a gzeira shov. Ma lo holon l'tashlumi. Just like by Shvi Shal Pesach the one can be mashlem the chiv chagige Shvi Shal Pesach, because Shvi Shal Pesach is not choluk from the rest of Pesach, is Afkan, so Shmini Atzeres is also Litashlumin. So we make a Gzeres Shava, we learn now Shmini Atzeres from Shvi Shal Pesach. So the Gemara says Mufne, but if you make this Gzeres Shava, you have to say that the Atzeres is Mufne. The Rashash explains both Atzeres is Mufne. The ilav mufne ikele mifrach, because if it won't be mufne, so it is a pirch on the gzeirish shove. Ma le shvi shel pesach, sheken eine choluk mishalafonov. Shvi shel pesach is not a regel bifnei atzmoi. It's a continuation of yontev pesach. So memela, so there we can readily understand that is a din tashlumim, that in Shvi Shal Pesach, it be mashlim, the chiyuvim of the chag. Taimer b'shmini shal chag shecholot mishalafonot. But shmini shal chag is a regel b'fnei atzmei legabi many halachis. So memele, so you can't learn out shmini atzeres from Shvi Shal Pesach, unless it's mufne. If it's mufne, if the words are miyuter, so then there's a klal that lemeidin ve'ein meshivin, you can't ask any kashis, and you learn out the gzeirah shavah. So kochach it's mufne. So the Gemara says, la'ayi, be'emes, afnu ye mufne. You're right, it's take mufne. We could take learn out, shmini atzeres from shvi shel pesach. The Gemara says, la'ayi, be'emes, afnu ye mufne. The word atzeres is mufne. Michdei my atzeres. What is the translation of atzeres? Atzer basiyas melocha. One should hold himself back from doing melocha. That's why the yontav is called atzeres. Ochsiv loisase melocha. It says right afterwards, loisase melocha. So if the pasuk is telling us that at this day one shouldn't do melocha, is atzeres the cause of rachmana lomali? Lishmami no lafnuye. So it's the atzeres is meyuta, and so therefore if it's meyuta, there's a klal lemeidim ve'ein meshivin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says menola menani milad yontav achin shachag asukis tashlumim lekabonis achag liyichidim atzeres b'shvi shal pesach beparshas kol abchayr sheish yomim toichol matzois ubeyoyim ashvi atzeres. Ma l'shvi shal Pesach tashlumim l'rishi. Sherei einoi choluk mishalofonov. Shmini atzeres choluk mishalofonov. Linyin pazar kesef the six inyonim that it is choluk from the other days of Sukkot. So the Gemara says mufne. Utzrich egzeresha vizu shetahei mufne. It should be mufne. The su loy pochin in alay midi, then we can't ask any kashas. The chok zereshav and mufne, le maiden ve ein meshivin. La aye be emes. Oksiv loy sasa meloche bukra gufa be emesh vi atzeres la shem aloy kecho. Loy sasa meloche. So memele, so from here we know that shmini, there's a din tashlumim by shmini. Lenat atzeres atzeres. Let us see Taisvis. Nemar atzeres bePesach. Ubi Yerushalmi yalef lo Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yishmael. A different limud. Nemar chamisha oso bePesach. V'nemar chamisha oso bChag. Ma laholan yontev achrein tashlumim larishin. Afkan yontif achrein tashlumim l'rish. We learn out sukkis from Pesach. And just like Pesach, Chamisha also speaking about yontif rishin. So just like by Pesach, the yontif, the chiyav of the yontif rishin can be hushlam al yedei yontif achrein. So the same way, the chiyav of yontav rishon of sukkis can be ushlam through yontav achin. V'su leko lemifrech k'deporich ba'asha shalonu, tog zei risho v'gemure k'diofine mino b'suke b'perik ha'yoshon. The Alkid Yeshayah brings from the Pnei Moshe and the Yerushalmi that what is the difference? Why? And this Gzeirah Shove, you don't say Meshivin. And why on the Gzeirah Shove of Atzeres Atzeres, you do say Meshivin? So the Pnei Moshe says as follows. Atzeres Atzeres, you're learning out the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. You're learning out from the last day of Pesach. So in this Limud, I want to be Medame the two yomim of yontav achin. I'm learning Ashmini Atzeres from Shvii Shel Pesach. So in this limud, I can differentiate. I said there's a difference between Shmini Atzeres and Shvii Shel Pesach. Shvii Shel Pesach is not cholok. Shmini Atzeres is cholok. So this is a kasha on the Gzeirah Shove. The Gzeirah Shove wants to be medame. Wants to compare these 2 days, so there's a kasha. These 2 days are not similar. Masha'en came the gzeirah shove of Tesvov, we are not comparing the last 2 days. We're comparing the first 2 days. We're saying that the first day of Sukkot has the same aloche like the first day of Pesach. No, so in these 2 days, there's no pirch on this. And in what way did he have the same aloch? Just like the first day of Pesach the chiyuv of the first day of Pesach can be hushlam ayidei yontav achen shaloi. So the first day of Sukkot also can be hushlam ayidei yontav achen shaloi. So the gzeirah shavu is where mimidame the yontav rishon of both yamim tovim, and that is no pirche. That's how the Bnei Moshe says pshat. Va'oid. Now the Yerushalmi continues. It's unclear exactly what how to learn pshat further in the Yerushalmi, but we'll try our best. It's machlekes the Bnei Moshe and the Rishashi wants to say a different pshat, but let's learn the way the Bnei Moshe says. Va'oid. Yehude bar safre b'shem Rabbi Yishayah. Dorish hosom v'chagoysem oisoy chag l'ashem shivas yomim. Now, the Bnei Moshe learns, this is a continuation. We just learned from the Gzeirah Shavah Tesvov, that by Sukkis, we can bring the Chagige Shmini Atzeres. So now, Yehudim, Bar Safra b'shem Rabbi Shaye had a problem. It says in the Posik, by Sukkot, v'chagoysem oisoi chag l'ashem shivas yomim. So the chagige can be brought 7 days. That means the 7 days for tashlumim. So he asked, v'chi shiva heim? Are there 7 days? V'aloi shmoyne heim? You have 8 days. To be mashlam the chiv. Why does it say 7 days? Akash. Elo yeitze Shabbos mehem. Now the pasuk is coming to tell us, no, you only have 7 days for tashlumim. The pasuk is coming to tell us that Shabbos you cannot be mashlam your kol mechagig. Harei zayin. So the Vayal was saying pshat that Reb Yehuda bar Safra, after we brought the Gzeirah Shavah that there's a din tashlumim 8 days, so he had a kasha on the pasuk. Why did the pasuk tell us there's only a din tashlumim 7 days? So the pasuk is coming to tell us that Shabbos you only have a poil only 7 days to be mashlim because Shabbos there's no din tashlumim. Rabbi Yosi boy v'chi mekan lo madnu shein chagige doiche Shabbos v'loi mimokim ache. So Rabbi Yosi asks Akasha, if that's what the Pasuk is telling us, I don't need the Pasuk for that. We have other mekoires that a chagige, it's not zmane kavua, so it's not doiche Shabbos. You don't need this Pasuk to tell us that a chagige is not doiche Shabbos. That's one kasha. Heisiv Rabbi Yochanan Achoy de Rav Safre Bohasanya Af BePesach came. Here the Rishash brings up some Mechilte, that the Mechilte has a drosh, it says 7 days by Pesach. Also, there's a din chagige. Is me'ato etzei mehem Shabbos arei shisha. So, the same kasha, you would ask on the posik of Shivas Yomim, you said it's 8 days, and you said, no, the posik is coming to tell us the poil is only 7 days, because Shabbos you can't bring a chagige. Now we have a similar posik by Pesach, there also says 7 days, so according to you, it should have said 6 days, because Shabbos you can't bring a chagige. Kasha number two. Hago atzmecho shechal yontav rishin v'achrin b'shabbos. Now, if the pasuk is telling us that the pasuk of 7 days is telling us that chagig is not doiche Shabbos, so the number 7 is not as I eiskahalten. If the first and last day of Sukkot is on the Shabbos, that's only 6 days. Say mehem shnei yomim, arei kan shisha. So, if this is pshat in the posik, the numbers are not iskalten. How could you say 7 days? Arei kan shisha. Also, Yehude bar Safre b'shem Rabbi Shaya. So now, Rabbi Yehuda bar Safra b'shem Rabbi Shai was choyza from what he said now. They shlugged him up. V'chagoysem oisoi chag l'ashem shivas yomim v'chizayin v'loi chesem l'tzei mehem Shabbos shekvar lo madnu shein chagige doiche Shabbos. So kaponim, it seems the second limud is not that we're learning out from the posik that chagig is not doiche Shabbos. No, it says seven because shekvar lo madnu shein chagige doiche Shabbos. Uma talmud loyma techaguhu lerabbis yontef ha'achin l'tashlumim l'rish. So kaponim, it seems that the maskon of the Yerushalmi is that Chagu tells us Yontev Achrein, and the Shiva Shomim is not telling us that Chagig is not Teich. That I know from someplace else. But it says Shiva Shomim, because the Metzis is only be Shiva Shomim. V'chol ois on droshes einom bekan. Side the Tesvov Tesvov, and side the Chagu. Ach, bepeik elu dvorim, maise lehi de Yehuda Safra, poich alahi de chal Yontev Rishim, v'achim b'Shabbos, Arei kan shisha v'loi maisi techagu. This is part of the first half of the Rabbi Yehuda's drosh in the beginning, so that the Gemara brings him a sechtes psachim. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the vowel we had, how do we know that Shmini Atzeres, how do we know that Shmini Atzeres is tashlumim, is he could bring a tashlumim. We learned that atzeres, we learned that exeres shav. Tan v'tane maisi lo mahoche. Now, another tane had a different limud that you could be mashlim in shmini atzeres. The sanye, it says as follows. V'chagoysem oisoi chag l'ashem shivas yomim. Yochel, so the pashtus aloshim would seem you bring a chagiga kol shiva. Yochel ye choyge gvahoylech kol shiva. Talmud loyma oisoi. Zamiyat. Vachagoysem oisoi, the chagiga should be bought one day. Oisoi ato choyge, yato choyge kol shiva. Only one day. So the Gemara asks, im kain lomo nemar shiva. So it says oisoi is one day, so what's happened to shiva? The tashlumim, that you have 7 days for tashlumim. Uminayin shim loy chag yom tavarishin shal chag shechoygeg vahoylech es kol horegel v'yom tavachin, you could be mashlim yom tavachin also. Talmud loyma b'choydish hashvi tochoygu oisoy. You have Chodesh Hashvi, that means that the Emes Drosha is that all the Yemei HaChag in Chodesh Hashvi are Roy L'Tashlumin. So the Gemara says, how do you know to say that that's Pshat in the Pasuk? Iba Chodesh Hashvi, Yochel Yechoygig V'Hoylech HaChodesh Kulay. Maybe you could be Mashlim the whole Chodesh. Talmud loyma oisoi, there's another oisoi. Oisoi ata chaygik, only yontiv you could be chaygik, vi ata chaygik chutzaloi. Let us see Rashi. Vitana maisi lo mahoche, mishum de Rab Yoichanin, de goma lo kedamrin lel amoirehu, is nakat hoche ailishne. Even though Rabbi Yochanan said b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, but it started off with an amoire. So therefore it says this, we have a Messiah direct from Matan. Kol shive, kol yoim v'yoim. B'chodesh ha-shvi, kol yemei ha-chag ha-omo b'chodesh ha-shvi aroi l'tashlumin. Yochel yechoygik v'hoylech kol ha-chodesh, eize yoim she-yirtze l'tashlumi ha-chagim lo-hikrev b'chag. He has the whole month of the Chodesh Hashvi. Tamaloyma oisoi b'seifa dekro. This is another oisoi. Trei oisoi ksivbe. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, the Gemara asks, So now we have two droshes that tell us that you could be mashlim in Shmini Atzeres, either from Atzeres Atzeres or Machaydish Hashvi Tachaydu Aysa. Umay Tashlumim. Now the Gemara says, how does the Tashlumim work? Keitzat Hein Tashlumim, Rashi says. So we have here Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Tashlumen L'Rishen, that the Chiyuv Chagige is Chal Yontev Rishen, and if he did not bring it Yontev Rishen, so the other days he could be Mashlem the Chiyuv of Yontev Rishen. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Shaya Omar Tashlumim Zeloze. Tashlumim Zeloze means that the Chiyuv is not necessarily the first day Yomtiv. The Chiyuv is Chal when he became Roy Lehischayet, and from then on there's a Din Tashlumim. We'll see clearer in Rashi, but that's Pshat Rabbi Shai. My binayu Omar Rabzeire Chiger b'yom Rishayin v'nispashet b'yom Sheni ike binayu. If a person was a chigev b'yom rishon, there was no chiev riya on him because he was a chigev. Is there chal a chiev b'yom tev shein? Rabbi Yochanan omar tashlumim l'rishon, that the whole din tashlum, that the chiev is chal yom tev rishon, and then there's dini tashlumim, but kiven the lechazi b'rishon, lechazi b'sheini. Since he was not Roy Berishin, he was Achigev, so there's no din Tashlumim. Tashlumim is only an Abar Chiyuva who was not Mamale his Chiyuv. Rabbi Shaya Omar Tashlumim Zeloze. That the din Tashlumim is that when you become Roy Lishayev, so that day is your Ike Chiyuv, and the next day is a tashlumim. Tashlumim zeloze. Afo gav lechozi berishen, chozi bisheni. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kulon tashlumim lerishen, shere yoim echad osa kosov iker bekulon. There's one day that's, there's an iker chiv, and then there's a din tashlumim. Dechsiv oisoi. Vishela Achov, in the days afterwards, also Tashlumim lay. The days afterwards could be a Tashlumim for that Chiyuv. Is Rabbi Shai says, Kulon Tashlumim Zeloze. Kulon Tashlumim Zeloze. Ein lecho yoim behem she'ein chayvosoi tluye boi ba'atzmoi l'mi she'loi nire b'yomim she'lofonav. That means it's not necessarily that the chiyev is chal the first day. That means that when l'mi she'loi nire b'yomim she'lofonav, a person who wasn't roi for the chiyev on the previous days, Yoim Rishon Shehu Nire, so the first day that he becomes Roy to bring Nire Lahavi Iker L'Didei, so that's his Iker Yoim Achiyev, the Yom of Shela Achav Tashlumim Loi, and the days afterwards are Tashlumim. So that means there's no such klal that the Chiyev is only Chal the first day, and if it wasn't Chal the first day, there's no Din Tashlumim. The Chiyev is Chal, the first day he's Roy to be Mamala the Chiyev. And the days afterwards are the Tashlumim. So the Gemara says, the Nafkemina will be Chigya. Eine Roy li Roy is Kedemrine b'mas Nisa. Let us see Taisvis. Tashlumim ze lo ze. Vahi de le kamon de yafinin Tashlumim lechaga Shavuos. There's a din of tashlumim l'chag ha-shvuis mi'chag ha-matzeis kol zayin. Is lo'y mistavel l'meime tashlumim zeloze. There, it's not mistavel. Let's say if a person was a chigel, the first ayontiv of shvuis, it's not mistavel to say that if he became nispashet the second day, that there'll be a din tashlumim, kivin d'chil gomeru. Since the second day is Chel Gomos, that's not Mistava, that is a Yom HaChiyuv. Kiven de loichozi berishain su loichozi b'shaini. Rabbi Yochanan held that if he was a chige b'yayim rishin, so since it wasn't chozi berishin, su loichozi b'shaini. V'tzorich iyon. Now Taisus clears a shaila, what's the din, the opposite? Im hoyo poshut berishin. The first day Yom Tev, he wasn't a chige. V'chogar b'sheini, and the second day he became a chigger, and let us say he remained a chigger. That means he was roi the first day. The pasuk it says ubosem shome vaveisem shome. That the din havoy is dependent on a person who is about bia ubosem shome vaveisem shome. Now what is if he was mechuyev? He became mechuyev. Bahavo the first day he wasn't a chigah, and he became a chigah the second day. Is me amrin and kiven de chiyuve alei ramye berishain suloi pokamine, since a chiyuv was already chal, a chiyuv havos kolben was chal on him, so therefore it won't be nifka the second day. Avogav dahash the loichozi. Now he's loichozi anymore to avabosem shomim, but al koponim, but havesem shomim will remain. Oidilme kivan dahash the lav bachiyuvil, or maybe now he's not a bachiyuva avabosem shomim. Loimotzi maisile. So the there's no chiyuv to bring it either. Taisus is claiming a shaila according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there was already chal achiyev havo the first day, does that chiyev remain as a din tashlumim on that chiyev, even though the second day there's no ubosem shomim? Or maybe not, since there's no ubosem shomim, since there's no vavesem shomim. But according to Rabbi Shaye, kiven de tashlumim zeloze, according to Rabbi Shaye, kiven de tashlumim zeloze, loy mechayev. I think pshat in the Bach, and the Bach skills, that means, could be Taisus held, that according to Rabbi Shaye, just like, if he wasn't mechuyev the first day, so the first day that he becomes roi lechiyuv, so that's when this man chiyuv is. So the other way around also, if in the middle of the chag he became ois roi lechiyuv, now he became a chiger, so just like the yomim emtsaayim are bekoyach to create a chiyuv on him, also bekoyach to be mafkia achiyev from him.